Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. This is Robert Breese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Adrian Bridge. How are you, Adrian?
I'm very well, Robert. It's a great pleasure to see you again after, what is it, 4 or 5 years since we were last together.
That's right. And then we were face-to-face, and now we're remote. But I do want to tell you, I said, hello, America. But this actually, we want to welcome Portugal as well, the rest of the world, because this is going to be a really fascinating interview. Adrian Bridge and I have spoken in the past, and he is the CEO and chairman of the Flaggate Partnership. Now, the origins of this company were founded in 1692, so it's one of the oldest in the world. So what we are going to talk about is how do you innovate a company with such a deep heritage? But then we're going to talk about Portugal and what's going on there, because that's where you're located, and that is really becoming, like Lisbon is becoming, the Silicon Valley of Europe. So we have a lot to talk about, but first start off, Adrian, as chairman and CEO, talk about what the partnership is.
Well, so the Flaggate Partnership really came out of the process by which we were consolidating the port industry. So our origins, as you rightly say, at the end of the 17th century, 1692, when our founder left Britain, came to Portugal, started trading in port. But in the 1949, we bought another company called Fonseca. So we went from Taylor Flaggate to Fonseca. And then really since I've been sort of CEO in the last 25 years, we bought another 6 or 7 port companies. This industry is consolidated necessarily because alcohol distribution channels around the world have consolidated. And as a result of that, you know, we really wanted to bring all these new businesses together under one identity, one culture, rather than have them feeling that they were the acquirer and the acquired. We wanted everyone to come together under what we called a partnership in order to create the sense that everybody was working together with a common goal.
And you even acquired one company, Croft Port, which was founded in 1588.
I know, so it's rare to get very old companies, and that one certainly dates back right down back to the time of the end of the 16th century and at the Spanish invasion of Britain, the Armada, the famous Armada of 1588, which, of course, was turned back. But Croft didn't turn back. Croft kept going, made port for over 4 centuries before it joined our group, and now is an important integral part of what we do in the port business.
So I want to ask you about the word reputation. When you take a venerable company with over 300 years history, and there are very few in the whole world, how do you look at a word like reputation? And specifically, you made major innovations. One, with a hotel. Two, introducing the first rosé port in the world. So the word reputation, how does that tie in, and how do you really innovate?
Well, so first of all, I think innovation is the lifeblood of any company. We've got to look forward. So regardless of whether we've got 300 or 400 years of history behind us, we can't sit and rest on our laurels. We've got to think about how we're relevant to today's consumer and to future consumers. And they change. You know, one of the things that has obviously been helpful to us is that alcohol hasn't gone out of fashion in the last, you know, 300 or 400 years. So people are still drinking, but nowadays they tend to prefer different things. Perhaps the different styles, perhaps different moments of consumption. So one's got to innovate for that. I think one also has to remember that every year, globally, there are people who come of age where they are allowed to drink alcohol. And as such, you know, we need to teach them. We can't make assumptions that because their parents or grandparents, you know, knew and understood port, that they know it all. We must teach every new generation, and we must adapt to what they want for their lifestyles. And so innovation, absolutely crucial. And that comes not just in product. You talked about, you know, Croft Pink, Rosé Port, but more recently expanded into ready-to-drinks with premixes in tonic, or the super luxury aged tawnies, which we have created, or indeed in packaging. But it goes beyond that because we're a vertically integrated company. So, you know, it starts in the vineyard, new technologies, new ways to do things, and it accumulates right through our entire process to end up with luxury goods that we trade in, what, 105 countries around the world.
Just give a quick story of how the innovation on the hotel came to be and on these different innovations you're talking about, also the super luxury.
Yeah, so I think taking the hotel, I mean, we're based in Porto. We have been since the end of the 17th century. But this was a city that was really for business. It was a city that was dominated by the bishop. In fact, noble families couldn't live in the city of Porto for more than three nights without having a fine because the bishop controlled everything. So it was the bishop, business people, the bourgeoisie. And this was really remained a destination for business. This is where the money is made in Portugal. I mean, it's spent down in Lisbon, but it's made up here. But it wasn't a leisure destination. And only as recently as, you know, 2010, we opened the Yateman, which was really the first leisure hotel in the city of Porto, purely designed, I think, at that stage to welcome people who were interested in port. And if they were interested in port, they were probably interested in table wine. And if they were interested in those two, in fine food. So I hired a Michelin star chef to run our food operation. And he's still been with us all these years later. Of course, he now has two Michelin stars. But the point about it is that it opened up a destination. And what we did with that is when I took that to the world, I didn't say, come and stay at the Yateman. We took it to the world on the basis of defining a destination. What we said is, here is Porto, in a couple of thousand years of history, incredible architecture, incredible cultural traditions, food traditions, wine traditions, and there's never really been a hotel that's done it justice. We built it. It was the Yateman. It's an oasis in the center of the city. It's in a very privileged position with spectacular views across the whole of the city. It's become the quality reference in Northern Portugal, one of the top three in the country, and probably the leading wine hotel in Europe. So it had a destination, it had a raison d'être, it had a niche that we were looking to serve, which was really, you know, food and wine lovers. That's a broad niche, but from that, you know, we've been able to build our business, and as our business has expanded and the notoriety of the destination has increased, many other people have come into the destination, opened hotels with their own particular twist and particular service and position, which has helped everybody.
Anyone who's interested, for example, in trying your super luxury port, or is interested in finding out more about Flaggate, what is the website?
Well, so we've got various websites for our different port brands. So we've got, for example, the overarching one is the flaggatepartnership.com. But if you go to Taylor's, the taylor.pt, which is one of, you know, our main and our oldest port brand, you know, that's been in continuous family ownership and management for 331 years now. So www.taylor.pt. From there, you will find the connections to Fonseca, to Taylor Flaggate, to Croft, to our hotel, the Yateman, and to other businesses that we have, including, you know, the World of Wine, which is, you know, is our latest project, launched right in the middle of COVID. I mean, the most horrible time to launch a business was something that was tourist orientated, opened at the very beginning of August of 2020, right when everything was shut. And again, you know, that's how do you motivate a team, 400 new employees who have been employed for a tourist project where there's nobody there. And obviously, you know, the point for them is to understand that it's about building something for long term. And I think that's sometimes nowadays we get caught up in the very short term performance and forget that the successful businesses are built over the medium to long term, not over the, you know, over a couple of weeks and or months. And that's where, you know, something like the World of Wine, absolutely super world class. It knows what it's doing. Yes, it's been tough to build. But we are patient capital by definition. We wouldn't have lasted over three centuries if we weren't. I've led this business.
And those are significant insights that everyone has just heard on leadership. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Portugal, specifically from a person who leads a company that has been there over 300 years. Back in a few.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of global economy. And we're here today with Adrian Bridge, who's the chairman and CEO of the Flaggate Partnership. This is a company having roots in 1692. And you have been in Portugal, and you explained the whole model. But basically, Portugal is really fascinating. I remember the last time I was there, and what a stunning country it is, and the Algarve. But really, Lisbon is becoming, as you have said, the Silicon Valley of Europe. Talk about what's happening in Lisbon and how that ties to your relationship in running Flaggate.
Well, so the thing about Portugal is it's a small country on the edge of western edge of Europe, sometimes gets forgotten. Certainly during the COVID, we were tucked out on the edge, which was a little bit challenging. But you know, we've also been a global powerhouse. Okay, it was back in the 15th and 16th century, and pretty much since the 15th to 16th century, we haven't really upset anybody. So this is a, you know, it's a safe location. It's part of Europe. Everybody here speaks English because Portuguese is a tricky language. And everyone here is super friendly and very service orientated. So these are very core ingredients. You add that to what has now become a very stable economy in the post the global financial crisis. And you really have this ingredients for businesses to set up. I think it's been accelerated through the new technology that allows us today to communicate as though we're sitting in one room. As people look to set up businesses, particularly in the tech area where they may have a global workforce, you know, this ability to reach the world, to have all the ingredients to set up a company, to have lifestyle offer to your staff as well. Remember, we have this wonderful coastline. You've already mentioned that we've got, you know, sunshine and beaches as well, as good food and wine and all the other things that come together. And I think it's all these ingredients that has made this a very exciting destination. And, you know, we're welcoming people from across the globe coming to live in Portugal, to invest in Portugal. And that's making it just more exciting because if you take Lisbon, which is now becoming a super center for technology and is being considered the sort of, you know, the Silicon Valley of Europe. You know, it's a melting pot of people from across the world coming together with behind technology to really drive, you know, exciting levels of startups and activity. And from many of the companies that are starting up here in Portugal, I'm sure we'll have future global leaders. So it's been a very exciting time to live and work in Portugal. One of the key changes I would point to in the last 10, 12 years would be confidence. So what's happened is that in the past, people just thought, well, it's little old Portugal just on the edge. Nobody really cares. So now an idea that actually this is a dynamic nation with a lot of potential, with attracting investments and people from across the planet. With that is a massive increase of confidence. And with that confidence, you get this wonderful virtuous circle created. People feel good. They invest more. It creates a positive environment. And it gives this idea that anything could be done, anything could be achieved.
What would you say when you talk about innovation? You've just spoken about the technology and the advances. And at the same time, you've one of the oldest companies in the world. How do you view technologies that are driving business forward now, be it generative AI?
Well, I think all of these are useful tools. I think the challenge for us is to try to understand them, to talk to the people who do understand them and see how they can be applied. I think that comes from, you know, the root of innovation is not being frightened to try something new, try something different. And it comes with that.
I must interrupt. That was a brilliant statement. Everyone, listen. That's the heart, the root of innovation, not being afraid to try something. Keep going, Adrian.
Yeah. So not to be tried, but and to do it with a purpose, and not to do it for the sake of change. So you don't throw out what's working just because it's old. You keep the best of what you've got, but you push the boundaries of everything you do. And I look at any business as being a continuum of multiple moving parts. And I'm a great believer in the sum of the 1%. So if you know, if it's a processes of 20 processes to make something, and you can improve each one of those 20 processes by 1%, you end up with a 20% difference at the end. And that's where technology makes a difference, because for us, each one of those processes being looked at, being prepared to try new things, use whatever technology, whatever ideas, whatever new thinking, can we improve? Each of those little improvements adds up to something in the end. And that's where I think the real energy of innovation can come from.
And how do you really align and motivate your people to be innovative? You people have been there for many, many years. What advice do you have on building a great culture that is highly focused on quality, which you are?
Well, look, it comes from them having pride in what they do and belief in what they do. Obviously, you know, you create the feedback loops that show that the efforts that they make count. I mean, again, it goes back to this process. If you're looking, you're not looking at a start and purely the finish, but all the way along the value chain of what you do, everybody who's contributing to it and understands they're contributing and in some understands they're very important to the end goal. That creates an ethos and a culture that looks to quality and success. I think it's important that in all our businesses that we've expanded into, we have the same positioning. So whether the positioning for our ports or our table wines or our hotels or anything that we've done are all positioned for that sort of more luxury end of the market, the quality driven. I'm a strong believer that whilst there's a space in the market for all levels of business operators, I think ultimately people will gravitate towards quality. And you know, it's all part of that continuum, part of that journey. We're not looking to service people across their entire journey. We're really capturing them at a certain later point, perhaps, when quality really matters. But being able to do that, to have the confidence to deliver that, to empower the teams to be able to do that and to contribute, I think matters hugely. But they have to believe in the vision, and they have to believe that what they're doing actually counts, and you know, that's where culture and feedback loops become hugely important.
And there you have it. Adrian, I want to thank you for being a guest on the CEO Show.
Robert, it's been my absolute pleasure to talk to you again. Thank you very much for inviting me on, and it's fantastic to be able to communicate and get together in this way and to hear about the success that the CEO organization has and to be part of it. So thank you indeed.
My pleasure. And everyone, remember what Adrian told you he learned from being in the Queen's Army is don't wait for perfect data. You need to be willing to make the decisions with what information you have at hand. And with that, we will see you next week.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Angela Williams. How are you, Angela?
I'm doing well, Robert.
And Angela is the president and CEO of United Way, worldwide. We're going to talk about a lot of things, but let's start with, it's about 135 years to you as the leader of the United Way. What does the organization mean, and where does it fit into the fabric of society in the world?
United Way Worldwide is a one-of-a-kind network in that we have more than 1,100 local United Ways operating in 37 countries with 45,000 corporate partners and more. And we are your neighbors. Our staff are on the ground as trusted partners, making sure that we are working in collaboration with all sectors to solve for critical problems that are in communities.
And when you talk about that, what's unique certainly is it's the global local, which everyone talks about now. But you really founded that. Talk about how that concept works.
Well, I want to, if you don't mind, actually, Robert, go back to the five founders, four of whom were theologians and one woman. And they started this organization 135 years ago in Denver, Colorado, because of the need that they saw in community. And they called it the Community Chest. That was the original name. And they brought others involved, whether it's businesses or individuals, to pour into this community chest as a resource to then reach out and meet needs. And so you fast forward that to where we are, and we find ourselves in 2022, still in the midst of a pandemic and so many other factors affecting all of us, that this notion of a community chest where we can pour in and give in our resources, but then also take out to meet needs of our neighbors, and that human connectivity is really, really important, and so makes us as a legacy organization still relevant.
Give me one example of something you've done in your tenure that you feel really proud and excited about.
Well, I've been on the job just 7 months, and in my short time, we have continued to experience around the world things that have been disruptive. For example, the way that the United Way Worldwide Network activated immediately was to launch a Ukraine fund so that companies, individuals could give to support the work on the ground on the border of Ukraine. I'm excited about that because it just shows the flexibility, the breadth and depth of who United Way is, and that we are there in times of need, and it doesn't take time for us to respond. Another example in the United States is after the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. We had a local United Way, our San Antonio local United Way, set up a fund to help the families that were affected by the mass shooting. Those are just two examples of how United Way is there, and we are really neighbors.
What's really interesting to me is how you determine where you're going to focus, because you are a unique organization, the only organization of your type that has this model that connects with everyone. But now, as you and I have spoken about before, it's like we had the first pandemic. Now we're almost in the second pandemic, where you don't know if it's inflation, where gas is $6, you know, where I live right now, or there's shootings or global challenges or health challenges. It's everywhere. How do you really decide where you're going to say, this is where we're going to focus?
United Way Worldwide has three areas of focus: health, education, and economic mobility. And the through line for all three of those areas of focus are equity. And then also, as you just noted, there's so much going on, and you ask, how do we focus? We also are there when it comes to disaster relief. People, organizations, governments, political leaders come to United Way when something happens, because they know that we are a trusted advisor in community. We know all of the key players. We partner and we collaborate. And so they come to us for assistance. Let me give you a real example with the pandemic. As many people recall, there were issues where people couldn't go to work. because their place of employment was closed, then that meant they did not have funding. They were in jeopardy of losing their housing. And so the federal government in the United States passed funding to provide rental assistance. When that money trickled down from the federal government to the local governments were not necessarily equipped or ready to handle the calls or to identify the people in need for the rental assistance funding. And so across the United States, the United Way was the go-to partner. And we also have a system called 211 where people can call 211 from their phones and get an operator to help them with any social service needs. So we had the uptick of people calling us. We had local governments saying we need to disperse funds. We need to vet who needs those funds and we need to connect the dots. And that's where United Way came in. And so again, we have a system and an infrastructure that is set up to serve.
That is wonderful. So let's go into your relationships with corporations and how they partner with you. What is your real message to CEOs about being involved in the United Way?
Well, Robert, I will tell you, it's actually fascinating that it's a two-way conversation. As the new CEO of United Way Worldwide, I have been intentional in reaching out to meet some of our 45,000 corporate partners, their CEOs and their CSR and ESG teams, and have been asking the question about how United Way can be an even better partner to them. How are we aligning with what they would like to do, the work that we do, and how we show up in community? And how can we forge a stronger partnership and work together to solve community problems? But in so asking those questions, the response that I'm getting is tremendous. One, the response that I'm getting from corporations is that we love United Way. We see the important work that you all do on the ground, and you all are great partners. We can also not only give our funds, but you offer the opportunity for volunteerism. And then you are trusted. We trust you, United Way, as a partner to us as we think about how do we support not only our own employees, but the communities in which we operate. And I'll tell you one story. I won't name the CEO, but it was a Fortune 500 company CEO that I met with within the last month who said to me, Angela, I'm a member of the U.S. Business Roundtable, and we CEOs get together in the room. We talk about how are we addressing the needs of the communities in which we operate. We decide that, well, we'll work on a project jointly together. One of the CEOs will offer up a staff member to be the project manager, but it doesn't seem like we're able to move the projects forward to completion. And he said, you know what? I need you representing United Way to be in the room with us because you all are the perfect partner. You know how to do the work. So when we CEOs come together and think about community, you should be in the room to say, all right, we can take the ball, and with your support, we can run with it.
You've spoken about what the United Way is doing with Ukraine and how important that is for the world. Give a little more insight about what your goals are, the specific actions you're taking.
We have to recognize that what's happening now is going to have long-term mental health effects. When we talk about education or legal documents or translation, and how do we set these families up for success when they may or may not be able to go back home again and they've left everything that they've known behind. So we are working with other entities to provide legal support. We are working with others to help find out where do these families want to go. What country do they want to go in? If they want to stay, how do we make sure that the kids have access to education? Then if they don't speak the language, we need translators. So when I go back to the three pillars of United Way Worldwide, which are around health, education, and economic mobility, we are seeing that on the ground right now as we're working with Ukrainian refugees.
If any CEO wants to reach out to the United Way, what's the website?
Our website is unitedway.org. www.businessroundtable.org.
That is a great story of the Business Roundtable and the true partnerships. And everyone, I'm always saying that CEOs have a role and a responsibility to build a better world. And we're hearing right here from Angela how that's done, where the rubber meets the road. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some personal background things with Angela, fascinating background. But we're also going to ask her, from a management standpoint, how do you manage 1.5 million volunteers? Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Xtendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Xtendivite.com. That's Xtendivite.com.
Extend your
life with. Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Angela Williams, who is the president and CEO of United Way Worldwide. And what I want to start off asking, you have 1.5 million volunteers, and it's because of your unique model where you're both global and local, which you really founded that with your five founders, I believe. And how do you manage so many volunteers?
We have, Robert, some, as you pointed out, great partnerships with 45,000 partners around the world. And what's really wonderful is that our local United Ways steward the relationships with the partners in their communities, which means creating ways to engage employees in workplace giving campaigns to allow them not only to give of their pay, but also to volunteer. And I will tell you that what we saw during the pandemic was the human heart and the human nature really coming forth. Even though we were in periods of isolation, we also saw little kids as well as adults wanting to make a difference and to help people in their community that, for example, didn't have food or were in need of transportation or other needs for assistance. But we have volunteer engagement managers in our local United Ways that work with our partners to create opportunities for service. And we also have a day of service that we offer as well. And so that's a wonderful way for people to say, I'm taking a day off from work and I'm going to give of my talent and my time to help someone else.
Let's go into your background a little bit, because your dad was an Air Force chaplain and your parents were also deeply involved with civil rights. Talk about what you learned growing up and how that transcends. And but by the way, kudos to you, the first African-American woman CEO in the 135-year history. Way to go.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Robert, I'm going to have to tease you, because if I let this pass, I can't go home and see my parents. There is so much rivalry between the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Army. I was an Air Force lawyer, known as an Air Force JAG. My dad was the fifth black chaplain in the history of the United States Navy. And while I was on active duty and my dad was on active duty, my brother was on active duty as a Marine Corps officer. So you can imagine the conversations around the dinner table about which branch of service was the best. So I just had to point that out. But of course, I always say, you know, on the side, my mom would whisper to me, go into the Air Force because they treat women better. So I am proud to be a veteran of the Air Force, but I'm also proud of my dad being in the Navy and my brother being in the Marine Corps. But what I will just say is that growing up in a military household did a couple of things. First, it made me, my brother and sister and I, global citizens. Second, what it did was build in us that ethic of service. And the ethic of service, you can have that ethic whether you're serving in corporate America, whether you're serving in government, or whether you're serving in the nonprofit sector. And I've worked in all of those sectors. But also, being the child of parents that were active in the civil rights movement, with my dad being pastor of a church in Anderson, South Carolina, and in the 1950s, writing letters to the pastors about, we have to be brave, we have to stand up, we have to integrate our city. And he worked closely with Martin Luther King Jr. And that impressed upon me as a young child, this notion of justice and giving back and service. So that's my upbringing.
It's very powerful. You are actually, in addition to being lawyer, veteran, everything, you're actually an ordained minister. Is that correct?
That is. And I will tell you a funny story. I accepted my calling into ministry just before I started working for Senator Ted Kennedy on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And so when I wanted to start seminary, I had to go to the senator and say, I'm going to start seminary, but I'll do the weekend program. What do you think about that? And he was extremely supportive. And he would say, this is Angela. She puts them in jail in the morning and she prays for them at night. I'm not putting them in jail anymore. I'm helping them out, but I'm still praying at night.
There you go. I want to ask just one more question, which is about activism. So what is your advice to CEOs on activism?
We have to recognize that companies, businesses, are organisms within themselves, but they're comprised of human beings. And it is our employees, it is our board members, and it is our volunteers who live in community, who go home at night, who are affected by what is going on in their communities. And therefore, I believe that there is a role to play for leaders, CEOs, to be able to speak, to be a voice, and to be an advocate. And we have to recognize that when people are hurt in community by something that's happening, they bring their whole selves and that hurt to work. And so there's not a place anymore for us as leaders to remain silent. We have to address our staff. We have to acknowledge what is happening in and around us. And we have to be able to speak words of leadership, comfort, encouragement, and even in some cases, activism.
Was there ever a challenge you had that you're thinking of that you really learned something from? Because I think that's what CEOs love to hear, because we all go through challenges nonstop. Is there one that comes to mind?
What I've learned over the years is that, especially rising up in the leadership ranks to now reach the point of CEO, is that people want to see you as an authentic person. And so sharing part of who I am, my story, what I may be going through at that moment with my staff personalizes that I can relate that you may be going through the same thing, whether it's an illness of with a family member, or sharing that, you know, I'm caring for my elderly parents and some of the things that you have to go through as a caregiver. So being relevant, being approachable, being authentic is important.
There you have it. Angela, just great having you on the CEO Show, and thank you for your important work and all of your inspiration.
Robert, thank you so much for extending the invitation for me to join you. I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.